www.thebigfootshow.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
By missing time, we're in the final hour of the Paracast. Jim Mosley's the guest. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in the Paracast. Now, before we broke, Jim Mosley was about to tell us a story, further story about someone, I guess, involved in the Sicaro investigation.
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't know if everybody knows what the Sicaro thing was, but very briefly, it's 1964 out in the New Mexico desert. There was a very loud UFO, which is unusual for them to be loud, and it landed near the town of Socorro. A policeman named Lonnie Zamora happened to be on patrol in his patrol car, and he got within a few yards of the thing before it finally took off. But the most interesting part was it's two small humanoids in coveralls were seen next to the craft at one point, and then they hopped back into the craft before it left. So that has always been assumed to be an unknown. J. Allen Hynek was out there himself investigating it, and he admitted he didn't know what it was. And one of the other investigators, indeed, was Ray Sanford, and he wrote a book about it. I think it was called, Sicaro something in a Pentagon
Pantry. It's a Sicaro saucer in a Pentagon pantry. It's a classic.
Okay, right. But okay, so getting to this guy, Anthony Bergaglia, in recent years has been stirring up all kinds of stories, and I think just in many cases just to get attention, and he has come out with the theory that this was a prank by college students. Well, Professor Charles Moore, who was famous for the Mogul Balloon, and that's another story too long to go into, but he was well known in the UFO field, and I had kept in touch with him for a number of years. And when I was out in Sicaro, I believe in 1996, Moore was living in Sicaro. And of course he had, was familiar with New Mexico Tech, which I believe was also in Sicaro, and Moore had taught there probably continually for quite a number of years. So he would have known if there was any rumor about college students having some kind of a hoax club or something. That's what Bergaglia claims, and that this was a hoax by them specifically against Lonnie Zamora, because he, Zamora as a cop, had given some of them speeding tickets and so on. I mean, this is a whole angle that no one has ever mentioned before, but the point is, I spent a day with Charles Moore in Sicaro, and Moore took me out to the exact spot where this thing had landed, because that's sort of like a holy spot, and there's some kind of a circle of stones that people have put there so you can find it. And I never asked Moore specifically, could it have been a hoax by the students of New Mexico Tech, because I had never heard such a theory. But I do know that Moore told me specifically and clearly that if it wasn't a U.S. government experiment, and there was a certain experiment that was suspected of having been the cause of this, and that if it wasn't that, then he didn't know what it was. And so he was mystified, and he never, ever alluded to anything about students at the college that could have pulled a hoax like that. So, you know, we were on a different subject, but Sicaro came up, and one of my favorite cases, and I just think that it was genuine. That's my opinion.
Let's look at the origins and purposes of UFOs. At one time you had an Earth theory in the 50s. Was that a joke or what?
Well, it was a semi thing. I was saying, I think more than anything else to annoy the outer space believers. Certainly it's true that a lot of these things that's been shown again and again have been U.S. Secret spy planes and one thing or another, but to try to solve the whole thing in terms of that would be impossible. So I eventually dropped that theory. It's really about all there is to that. And then for quite a while, I thought they were possibly from Mars, because there's some feeling, I don't know where it came from, that small man, small humanoid would logically come from Mars, because Mars was capable of having human life, etc., etc. Eventually, we found out Mars is not particularly hospitable to human life, and it would be very unlikely that these saucers would come from Mars. And then I moved on into this, that, and the other until finally I became, in the last 20 years, maybe where I am now, which is vaguely 4D, thinking that they are absolutely genuine, but they're not from another planet. That's my present view.
Okay, would you define 4D?
Well, I'm just using that term. I think anything that alludes to the paranormal, we could be talking about another dimension, another realm. I mean, you can use any kind of words you want, because you're trying to explain something that's unexplainable, so the words you use are not very important. It's just something that we don't understand, and I don't think we can pinpoint it as coming from another planet. There's too many things wrong with that theory. So my belief is that it's something from here, but not from here. It's 4D.
Okay, so when you say here and not from here, you mean a parallel universe that coexists with our own?
Yeah, you can throw those terms around as well as I can, Gene.
Invented a few of them.
That has no meaning whatsoever, but I like it. Parallel universe, yes, that's where they're from, Gene.
The old metaterrestrial hypothesis.
Yes, metaterrestrial, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, that's a kind of a valet term. Of course, valet, then you have the new crypto-terrestrial theory that the late Mac Tones came up with, and we're dealing with, I guess, something Richard Shaver-ish, Duros and Turos.
Didn't John Keel invent the word crypto-terrestrial?
Ultra-terrestrial was his.
Oh, ultra-terrestrial, that was him, yeah, okay. Yeah, well, it's something like that. I was reading just in the last couple of days, I got a free review copy of this, which I was very pleased with. There's a new book out by Stan Gordon called Silent Invasion. And it's mainly about the flap in the state of Pennsylvania around 1973. And this really gets weird. I think you are familiar with this kind of thing, Chris, or things like it. But there are listed here several cases where UFOs and Bigfoot are seen at the same time. And that sounds like a joke, but it isn't. I mean, he doesn't name the people. Everybody's got pseudonyms, but there are cases that sound authentic, where Bigfoot is coming off of a saucer or is in the foreground doing different things while the saucer is sitting there and landed in the background. I mean, if these things are true, I mean, we're dealing with a mess. I mean, something that we really don't understand.
Yeah, I tell you, the skeptics sure love it when stories like that and cases like that surface. There have been quite a number of cases over the years that feature crypto creatures like Bigfoot in conjunction with UFOs. I think up in about the same time period, there were some reports up in Montana that were similar. You also have in the late 70s, the Clearview case, which occurred in Colorado near the Air Force Academy, where Air Force officers arrived in a saucer and a Bigfoot was standing under a tree, apparently under their control.
I'll tell you what, we'll go into that in a moment, but I made a big promise to Jim Moseley for this segment. He is going to now tell you very briefly how to get a copy of Saucer Smear. Jim?
Yeah, well, let's just make it brief. If you'd like a free sample copy, and then we'll go on from there. So the first one is free, and then you can see what you want to do later. Write to me, that's M-E, or you can write to Jim Moseley, either way. As long as you get P.O. Box 1709, Key West, two words, Key West, Florida, 33041. And we'll be glad to hear from you. And I go to the mailbox every day, and I want to see your letter there.
And if he doesn't see it, he's going to call me. He's going to complain. So please, neighbors, write to Jim, ask for a copy of Saucer Smear. You will find it a refreshing change from the standard UFO-oriented stuff. Jim Moseley joining us. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hi, this is Tamar from Namecheap. We're a domain name and web hosting company, and we really care about our customers. With domain name purchases, Namecheap offers free SSL and free WhoisGuard for a year to protect your identity from spammers. Most importantly, we care about you. If you'd like to learn more, please visit us at radio.namecheap.com, radio.namecheap.com for web hosting and domain name specials. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Namecheap or become a fan of ours on Facebook at facebook.com/Namecheap. See you online.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 3rd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $13.88.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14.24.63, $7.12.32 for a half ounce, or $3.56.16 for a quarter ounce. That's $14.24.63, $7.12.32, or $3.56.16.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Time is flying when you're having fun with Jim Mosley at Terp Saucer Smear.
Yes. We're into the third hour, I think. Yes.
We're in the last part of the third hour, Jim. You know, it just, you know, we have this kind of alternate reality here where time speeds up so fast that it's incredible. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. He speeds up, too. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. And we were theories. Now, once you start talking about 4D, do you find the people who are still invested in having E.T. be the one, they kind of come back to you and say it's ridiculous?
Well, Yes, yes, they do. I mean, but I notice over a period of time, and there's a couple of names that I wanted to mention that just don't come to me right now, but some of the investigators, I think Stan Gordon is certainly one of them, for instance, who have been in the field for a long time and started out 3D and so forth. When they come across cases like the one I just mentioned, where, I mean, who would think that a technological thing like a saucer and a crude humanoid that may or may not be a throwback or something in our evolutionary chain here on Earth, like Bigfoot, how these two things could exist at the same time in the same place, I mean, that in itself, as I said before, it boggles the mind. So when investigators, and I'm sure Chris is absolutely one of them, find out that there are credible stories of that kind, you either got to just throw in the towel or say, look, you know, it's something more complicated than nice little creatures and nice little saucers coming from other planets, because it just isn't that simple at all.
I've sure been banging that drum for a while, that's for sure. I think Gene can back me up on that one.
Well, I was banging that drum, I think, early on. You know, Alan Greenfield and I were talking about this stuff back in the 1960s, and it wasn't too long before you got on the bandwagon, Jim.
Yeah, well, I think, Greenfield is off into other things that I just don't understand at all. But when it comes to saucers, yeah, I'm sure that he is not a nuts and bolts man. You've had him on the show, and I think you know that.
One of the things I wonder about here, too, is the fact that UFO field goes in waves. You know, in the 60s and 70s, we picked up on the 4D or whatever, ultra-terrestrials, parallel universes. It reverted back to ET. Why does that happen? Is it because of frustration, you know, or because people start all over again in UFO research and they don't see what happened before?
Well, I don't know if that's a trend, what you just said, reverting back to ET. The only person like that I know offhand is Jerry Clark, and we may have talked about him before. It seems to me that in his college days and thereafter, he was very 4D, and he wrote a book called The Uninvited or The Unexplained, I forget. It was Jerry Clark's first book, where he was very far out. And then he sobered up or something after a few years and gave up all of that far out stuff and became very 3D. And now I'm not sure just where he is. I don't dare ask because he's kind of touchy. By the way, Gene, you know, I made up with Jerry Clark right on your show, I believe, the last time I was on. Are you aware of that?
Of course. So therefore, you should have no problem. Give him a call. Say, hi there. How's it going? Now, one of the things, and we don't have an awful lot of time here to pursue everything with Jim Moseley, but I want to get all this stuff on record because I think you've done a lot of things in the field that people don't appreciate. The fact you've been here so long, observed all these things, observed the crazy people in the field. And one of the arguments and one of the things that came up recently in your magazine reflects on a recent flare-up of the controversy about UFO abductions, but some of it also relates to the so-called sex and saucers things, such, for example, Truman Bethrum being sued by his wife because of the alleged alliance with the woman who captained the spaceship, Aura Raines. So where does, and obviously accepting this is commercial radio, so he may have to sidestep a few words and phrases, sex and saucers, my friend.
Well, you've just silenced me. You asked me a question, and now you've silenced me. How can I discuss these things without using certain words and phrases, Gene?
Well, we can so use the word sex and saucers, so tell us, why is there that aspect to it?
Can I say S-E-X and saucers?
You can do that, sure.
Okay.
Saucer pap smear.
Well, go on.
Okay, so where did this fascination come up? Was it just the Truman Bethrum thing that started it? Where has this sex and saucers come through into the picture?
Well, there's so many examples of that. I mean, way back when, there was the one from Brazil, I think, Boras, or whatever his name was a farmer who was somehow lured on board a flying saucer and had sex with this, I think, 10-foot-tall woman that was on board. I don't remember all of the details, but I mean, there have been examples of sex and saucers throughout the history of the subject, and I think more so with the abduction. Certainly there is some sexual overtone to the whole subject. And by the way, you had investigator of abductions from Pennsylvania, you know, Jacobs. You had him on your show recently with Bud Hopkins. And since I don't have a computer, I miss all of your shows, but I've gotten somebody that's going to play that show for me at a certain time in a couple of days, because I'm very anxious to hear it.
Well, you know, I think they didn't say anything that you're not familiar with. I mean, you know the general flavor of their investigations.
What I'm interested in, this isn't quite the same as sex and saucers, but what I'm interested in right at this moment is not just the abductions, but the effect that the abductees and the various things involved with abduction, with the phenomena or the syndrome, how they affect the abduction researchers themselves. And without going into all of it, if you read the current smear, for instance, or listen to your own show, you are certainly going to realize that David Jacobs has been affected adversely, I fear, by the very stuff that he's been investigating. So he's no longer an objective investigator. If he ever was, he's been taken in or taken out or something by these entities, which we don't even know for sure exist. And I think that's quite a strange and interesting thing.
You're also basically quoting the recent issue of UFO Magazine and the editorial from Bill Burns on the subject.
Yes, exactly. I quote that at length in Saucer Smear, the same free issue that these good people will get when they write in, yes.
Okay, so briefly summarize that. Bill Burns is not here to speak with us, but maybe summarize that, and perhaps we'll have Bill on in the future to expand upon it.
Well, it's just, I'd have to, let me go across the room for 30 seconds and get that issue, and I'll just quote from you one thing that was on the cover of UFO Magazine that's attributed to Dr. Jacobs.
And ladies and gentlemen, as Jim walks across his room.
All right, I'm walking.
And right, and he's walking. You know, this is really spontaneous radio, where we have Jim Moseley actually walking at his age, which can be amazing in and of itself. But in any case, Jim Moseley, editor of Saucer Smear, is joining us. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256.
or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
So we have Jim Moseley. As we broke, Jim Moseley was busy walking to the other side of his vast living room area in his palatial estate in Key West, Florida, which I think is basically a one-room studio apartment. Anyway, and he's going to get the material from the most recent issue of Saucer Smear. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. And I raised the subject, I dared to raise the subject about sex and saucers. And in raising that, we opened a can of worms. So Jim has gotten a copy of the most recent issue of Saucer Smear, and he pledges he'll send out copies of that to those who request it. And now, Jim.
Yeah, well, I have in an article that I wrote based on this story, as you said, in UFO Magazine, there was an editorial by the editor of that, Burns, and there was another article in there by someone else. But the quote that I find most interesting is from the cover of UFO Magazine. It says, "I am in a rather severe crisis with the aliens. I will be talking to them tonight about my future and what they will or will not do to me." That's a quote. Now, that's not a abductee talking. That's the researcher himself talking. And then it gets very, very strange. And
so maybe he's eating his own dog food.
Yes. Well, let's see. I have a whatever that means. I have here that I jotted down, I think, yesterday when we were talking on the telephone, which some people still do, and you said, I could quote the following from you: "We get the aliens we want or deserve." And I think that's there's a bit of truth there.
Chris, wow, what's your take on all this craziness?
Yeah, I'm still reeling from the quote from David Jacobs. That's very troubling. Once you lose that objectivity, all bets are off.
Right. I mean, there is something certainly to the abductions. I don't think they're space aliens, but it's some something akin to poltergeist, something akin to whatever you want it to be akin to. There's something going on. There's probably some external intelligence that is playing with these people's minds. I mean, and we've got to learn more about it, and it's a valid field of inquiry. But now I've moved on for the moment from there, and I want to know what kind of people the abducted researchers are. I mean, I know something about Hopkins. He's not a licensed therapist or a licensed anything. He's an artist, and he's apparently done some good work, but I'm sure he's had a subjective relationship with some of these abductees himself, which I could go into further, but then who needs a lawsuit? So that's Hopkins, and now Jacobs, who seems to be quite heavily off the deep end. There's another well-known abduction researcher named Leo Sprinkle, who apparently his abductees that he regresses are involved with more benign, friendly aliens than those that appear to the other two researchers I just mentioned. The idea being something like what Gene said, the nature of the beings or the come through, whatever they may be, are somehow connected with the personality of the person that's doing the abduction research, and that's rather strange.
Well, that definitely came up on the show that we had with Bud and David. I did ask the question, why does it appear that you guys seem to attract the kind of cases that are similar to cases that you've had in the past? And there was a couple of pretty interesting observations on that. I think, you know, people who are trying to get to the bottom of unusual experiences in their lives, very traumatic ones in some cases, tend to look for substantiation of their quality of experience in other publicized experiences, and then they tend to gravitate towards the investigator who was, you know, working with that particular person. So this whole subject, Jim, came up on our show with Bud Hopkins and David Jacobs, and one of the things that we asked was, how come it seems that you seem to have very similar cases one after another? And I some of the answers were quite revealing, I think. And
are you saying that abductees with similar problems go to the same researcher, or the other way around? I don't follow you.
Well, these guys are not outfishing for cases.
The researcher somehow put his own personality, his own hang-ups, his own paranoia, if you will, into the mesh that he gets from the abductee. Is he, you know, projecting his own thoughts into the stew, so to speak?
Well, yeah, I think it's a closed feedback loop. I think the researcher attracts the kind of case that he's familiar with, and then I don't think it's conscious, but probably subconsciously he then throws fuel on the fire, and you have this feedback loop going on. And then after 1,000 cases, I could see why someone like a David Jacobs would be, wondering what the aliens have in store for him next. It's really unfortunate, because I agree, Jim, this is a real phenomenon. I don't think it's exactly the way it appears. I think obviously there's hidden elements going on, but we do need to be as objective as possible, and we do need to get professional psychotherapists involved in this field.
I think
the whole idea of hypnotic regression, Gene and I we've discussed this on quite a number of occasions on the show here. It is a flawed investigative tool in the hands of amateurs.
Say that again. Yeah, I think that, you know, like the government tries to regulate everything, and this is so offbeat they may never even think of it. But there should be some regulation of some qualifications that you need before you can become an abduction researcher. And if you have no such qualifications, then you shouldn't be allowed to do it. That's my opinion.
We don't license UFO investigators of any kind, because basically it's not an official field of study. So, it would have to be then up to the individuals or the UFO organizations to pick people with the proper professional qualifications. And I kind of suspect when people like David Jacobs and Bud Hopkins get into this, they start out with the best of intentions. They even bring professional therapists online, but these therapists you know, they may pass on to other interests. They may not have the time to pursue this in full detail. So at the end of the day, suddenly they have to do it themselves, but they are not qualified. And one of the issues you raise, which is why I gave you the quote about getting the aliens we need or deserve, is the fact that they can ask leading questions. You know, a non-professional can engage in hypnotic regression, ask leading questions, and plan suggestions that may impact the stories. Really serious.
Absolutely. That helps to mold the story right there. I agree with you 100%.
So what do we do? I mean, how do we get professional researchers with therapeutic education and certification?
Well, in other words, to be just, you know, like a MUFON investigator, I mean, you go to a normal so-called 3D case and you talk to the people and all that. You know, any normal intelligent person should be able to do that. But when you're going to have an opportunity to play with people's minds, just as apparently the aliens do, and you become a part of the mesh, you should be required to have, you know, some qualifications, whatever they might be, a degree in psychology, a professional, whatever certificate that you're a qualified hypnotist, whatever it might be. But you can't just let everybody do that, because these abductees indeed are neurotic. I mean, to a degree, they're not crazy, but there's something wrong there. And, you know, you're going to very possibly make them worse and make them suffer more than they would have otherwise.
I'll tell you what, this is something that is so important, we have to pursue it further. Jim Moseley, editor of Saucer Smear, joins us. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all battery station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
Chris is starting to sound like he might have been abducted as I was talking to Jim. You know, he's looking for someone to abduct him right now. So aliens come to Chris's house. His address is... No, I can't say it.
Take me!
Chris O'Brien is the co-host, of course. Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear, is our guest. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. And we're getting to the larger question here, where people who report UFO abductions, there are serious mental health issues. Genuine or not, I don't pretend to know. But when you get people who are laymen mussing around with somebody's mind... Jim, it can cause all sorts of havoc, can't it?
Well, I'm agreeing with you, you know. I'll interview you if you want to talk, because what you're saying is absolutely common sense. As I also say in the current smear, I usually agree with your blogs on the net because you sound just like I do, and you speak mainly from common sense, and that's what you're saying now. So how could I disagree?
I think Chris agrees with a lot of this, too.
Oh, yeah, I do. And although some people on our Paracast forums might think that I'm a total Kool-Aid drinking true believer, I'm actually quite critical. And the older I get and the longer I'm in this field actively, the more skeptical I become. And the more I scratch my head at some of the flawed thinking out there. And
I don't think I'm not becoming more skeptical. I'm just overwhelmed by how complex this thing is and how unlikely it is we're going to solve this anytime soon. I mean, that's what upsets me, because I don't believe I'm going to be here to see any solution to this, and it's just going to stay pretty much the way it is for quite a long time.
Okay, so that raises a larger question. Are we meant to understand it, or is it just a technique to get us to move to the next level?
Well, worse, if that's what it is, if it's structured so that we're not supposed to understand it, which is something that I've thought about, then we're not going to understand it, not until we get much, much further in ahead in our own science. And even though science is moving extremely rapidly, it could be 50 or 100 years before we understand what's going on here.
Yeah. You know, it's three steps forward, two steps back, definitely.
So as somebody who has played the role of UFO hoaxer or trickster and a very serious researcher to boot, what do you think we can do, if anything, to get people to focus more seriously on this subject?
Well, that's a good question. The reason that people like Kehoe and others in the early days kept out of the paranormal completely and just didn't want to hear about any case that had that kind of overtone, because they were fearful, and quite rightly so, that the general public would have enough trouble understanding or believing in sources from another planet. I mean, that sounds off the top of your head quite obvious. If we can get there, then they can get here and all that. That's simple enough. But if you're going to get deeper into it than that, then you're going to lose a lot of people that might otherwise believe you, and you make the whole subject worse. But unfortunately, that's where it's at. It's worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's, I don't know, Gene, where do you take it from there? I think he brought up a very good point, and it's almost self-negating.
I think that's the whole problem. I don't know how we can possibly ever resolve this because, you know, there's so many vested interests in the UFO field. We have the exopolitics people who figure that the answer is there, the government knows about it, and therefore, you know, we only have to reveal what's happening. We have, of course, that NASA press conference this week that may or may not have some ET-related implications, and we'll talk about that on our next episode. In case you're wondering why we're not doing that right now, of course, we normally record the show a few days in advance, but believe you me, we'll get the cutting-edge information. But then, Jim, you know, looking back, do you think, having talked to people in the government, that they know anything at all?
Well, I can't say that I've, that gives me more prestige than I deserve. I haven't talked to people in the government, but I...
Well, you did visit with the people at Project Blue Book early on.
Yeah, right. Well, okay, that's 40 years ago, but I mean, I think my best guess, and I don't think I'm too far off, I think the government certainly knows more about the subject than we do. They have gun camera pictures, and they have all kinds of things that we don't have access to. But at the bottom line, I don't think they certainly don't have captured saucers. I do not believe that. I think they know more about this than we do, and certainly more than they want us to know, but they do not have any proof, and they don't have any answers, and in a certain degree, they are as mystified as we are. That's what I think.
I think they're more mystified because they know more.
Well, and not only more mystified, but, you know, there's a problem. They are paid, you know, the military particularly are paid to defend this country. And if there's something out there and up there that they can't understand and can't do anything about, that makes them look pretty bad if anybody ever wanted to make an issue of that. I think that's something that probably bothers them a great deal.
Yep, I agree 100%. And how can they be in charge and be in control when they're not in charge and not in control of the situation? They'll never admit that. I think all these other countries, the other countries that are they're doing the releasing of materials, I think it's just to take the heat off the U.S. That's my gut feeling on it.
How much time do we have left?
We have probably about 4 minutes, 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, I can tell this very briefly. When I went to the Pentagon, let's say in the 60s, and I was telling the public information officer about a recent story, and that you probably remember it. It was in Brazil. Two saucer researchers were killed on a mountain when they went to a rendezvous with a flying saucer, and their dead bodies were found, and the cause of death was never learned. A very fascinating story, not very well known. And I was telling that to this public information officer, and he was getting very interested. And then he said to me, "Wait a minute, where did you say that happened?" And I said, "Brazil." He said, "Oh, well, we only have the mandate to defend the skies of the United States. If it happened in Brazil, I don't care what it was." And that's just about what he said. I think that was priceless.
Do you think, though, that maybe the Air Force Project Blue Book was mostly just kind of a cover-up or just something for public information, not to really do research?
Well, I think it was understood as pretty much at the time, or it was exposed, one of the few things that just civilian researchers learned. It was definitely a situation where the really important cases that might involve classified information, etc., were not rooted to Project Blue Book. They went to another entity, I forget the name of it now. And so, yeah, Blue Book didn't get anything very, very strange or important. And it didn't last that long anyhow. not more than a very few years. And then they came out with their final report, Project Blue Book report number 14, which was extremely interesting, and that's another long story.
And then we'd have to bring up the story of your friend, Dr. Leon Davidson, the scientist who came out with a special version of report number 14 from Project Blue Book. But that goes beyond the scope of this program, because the next thing, the most important task that we can do, Jim Moseley, is to take the next minute or so, and you can tell our listeners again how they can get that special issue of Saucer Smear that has the editorial on the abduction matter. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Jacobs, right. Well, okay, once again, Jim Moseley, P.O. Box 1709, Key West, Florida, 33041. If I'm finished, then I will be on my way.
Well, you're not going on your way. You're staying with us because I need you to say one more time, Jim, what that address is, because, you know, people are writing it down or stopping their cars. They're listening to this in the cars. They don't want to have an accident. They don't want to engage in distracted driving. Give them the address one more time.
P.O. Box 1709, Key West, Florida, 33041.
Chris O'Brien, our friendly, personable co-host, where do we find more of the stuff that you do?
Well, I have a website. It's called Our Strange Planet, OurStrangePlanet.com. It's a strange planet we live in. It's our strange planet.
He also lurks in the Paracast forums at forum.paracast.com. And from me and Chris O'Brien, Jim Moseley, thank you for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, glad to be here.
The Paracast is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.